My name is Yasir and I'm from Afghanistan. My question is, how can we protect ourselves from zina? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 32, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And do not come close to adultery, for it is an evil opening towards other evils. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 32, He's telling us that do not come close to adultery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He is going a step further and He's telling us, do not come close to adultery. Leave aside committing adultery, which is a grave major sin. So all the things that lead to adultery, we should see to it that we stay away from it. All the things that lead to zina, we should see to it that we stay away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 208. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffah. O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the glorious Quran, He's telling us, do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Leave aside following the devil, which is a great evil. Islam takes utmost precaution that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly tells us, do not follow the footsteps of the devil. So all the things that lead to haram, all the things that lead to anything that is haram, we should stay away from it. Now, how can we protect ourselves from zina, which is a major sin? And in fact, according to Imam al-Dhahabi, he writes in his book Al-Kabair, the 70 major sins, he says that zina, it is the 10th major sin in Islam. So how do we protect ourselves? How do we protect ourselves from this major sin of zina? Inshallah, I will discuss 11 ways in order to protect ourselves from zina. The first is that we should use the social media appropriately and we should not misuse the social media. Today's social media, it is very prevalent, whether it be YouTube, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Twitter, etc. And majority of the people, when they use social media, they end up involving in something that is haram. For example, Facebook. Many people, they have a profile on Facebook. And while they use Facebook, they involve in something that is haram. We find many people, unfortunately, many men who have profiles on Facebook, they befriend a girl. The same is the case with the sisters, unfortunately. Many of the women who have a profile on Facebook, they befriend a male. And they think that it is mere friendship. But these are khutwatu shaitan. These are the footsteps of the devil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Initially, it starts with friendship. Then a person starts communicating with the person of the opposite gender. Initially, it starts with being a mere friend with a person of the opposite gender on Facebook. Then you start communicating with the person. You start sending the person a message. And then you want to get close to the person. You meet the person of the opposite gender. You want to go for coffee. You want to go for dinner. And then eventually a person falls into this heinous sin of zina. It is very important that we use the social media in the halal way. Social media, it has its pros and its cons. And today there is a lot of fitna that is available on the social media. So we should stay away from this fitna. The second way in order to protect ourselves from zina is to avoid watching movies. And I am referring to the Hollywood and the Bollywood movies. We find many Muslims, unfortunately, they spend hours watching Hollywood and Bollywood movies. And in majority of these movies, there are haram things that are involved. Whether it be intermingling of the opposite gender, whether it be women appearing in these movies in obscene and in immodest clothes. So we should see to it that we do not while away our time and we do not waste our time in watching movies. And what happens is a person watches a movie and he wants to implement this in real life. Many a times in the movies, many things are fictitious and unreal. And people, they want to implement these things in real life. And people think that it is a mere movie. What is the problem if I'm watching some movie and there is certain intermingling And certain women, they are not dressed in the hijab or they are dressed immodestly. It is a mere movie, but we do not realize that this has an impact on our mind. The third way in order to protect ourselves from zina is to avoid looking at obscene and immodest pictures in the magazines. And we find today in the magazines that it is very common that you will find pictures of women, you will find pictures of immodest women. All of this, it is very common in most of the magazines today. So whenever we come across such a picture, we should immediately flip the page. And we should not continue watching at these images. And certain magazines are known to have pictures of women who are dressed immodestly. So we should not read these magazines at all. We find in the magazines that there are advertisements, for example, of a car. Invariably, in the ad, you will find a woman who's dressed immodestly. In the magazines, you may have an advertisement of a furniture. Invariably, in that, you will find a woman. What is the percentage of women who drive car? It is very less as compared to men. But invariably, in an ad of a car, you will find a woman. The fourth way in order to protect ourselves from zina is to avoid reading newspapers which have immodest pictures in it. We find this in the newspapers as well, that there are ads of women, there are ads which promote haram things. We should avoid reading such newspapers. And even if we are reading any daily newspaper and if we come across certain advertisements which promote something that is haram or in which there is a woman who's dressed immodestly, we should immediately flip the page. And we should not continue watching this. The fifth way in order to protect ourselves from zina is that we should be in the company of good and righteous friends. A man should have good friends. The brothers, they should have good friends. And the sisters, they should have good friends. And we should only keep friends of the same gender. And at the same time, we should see to it that we do not have friends who are away from the teachings of Islam. We should have good and righteous friends. We should not have friends who are involved in haram relationships. This is very important. The sixth way in order to protect ourselves from zina is that we should have friends only of the same gender. We should not have friends of the opposite gender. And we find that today it is very common. Many men, unfortunately, they have girlfriends. When many women, unfortunately, they have boyfriends and they think that it is okay. This totally is against the teachings of Islam. And all of these are khutuwatu shaitan. These are the footsteps of the devil. So we should not follow the footsteps of the devil. And anything that leads to zina, we should see to it that we abstain from such a thing. The seventh way in order to protect ourselves from zina is that we should get married. A person should get married the moment he is capable of getting married. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. O young people, whosoever amongst you is able to get married, he should get married. So those young men who have the capability of getting married, they should get married as soon as possible. Unfortunately, in today's time, zina has become very common and rampant and very easy. And unfortunately, people have made marriage very difficult. And we find those people who are involved in haram relationships, they have problems of depression. They do not lead a life of peace. And they constantly are depressed and they are in remorse. What is the reason? Because they are not following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not following the commandment of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, wherein he said that we should get married. So if a person is capable of getting married, he should get married as soon as possible. The eighth way in order to protect ourselves from zina is that if a person cannot get married, then he should fast. As our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the one who cannot get married, then he should fast. For it will be a protection for him. The ninth way in order to protect ourselves from zina is to be regular as far as the salah is concerned. Especially the five daily prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter number 29, verse number 45, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Recite from the book what is revealed to thee and establish regular prayer, for prayer restrains from shameful and immoral deeds. The more we offer our salah with khushu and with khudu, we will find peace and tranquility. And it will be a shield for us, a protection for us against the evil, against sins. Besides being regular as far as the five daily prayer are concerned, we should see to it that we offer the tahajjud prayer on a regular basis as well. We should be regular as far as the Qiyamul Layl is concerned. And we should try our level best that we are regular as far as the other sunnah prayer are concerned as well. The sunnah al-mu'akkada and the sunnah ghayr al-mu'akkada. So we should see to it that we offer the five daily prayer on a regular basis. And we do not miss any one of the five daily prayer, because this is compulsory upon every Muslim. And if we are regular as far as the five daily prayer are concerned, we will see the difference in our life. The salah, it acts as a shield, as a protection from sins. So if we offer salah with proper concentration and with dedication, it will protect us from sins. The 10th way in order to protect ourselves from zina is to be connected to the glorious Quran. The more we read the glorious Quran on a regular basis, it will keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, that is the straight path, and it will prevent us from committing sins. We should be connected to the glorious Quran. We should read the glorious Quran on a daily basis. We should read the glorious Quran along with the translation and ponder upon the meaning of what we are reciting. The more we are connected to the glorious Quran, the more we will find peace, tranquility and satisfaction in our lives. And the 11th way in order to protect ourselves from zina is to know regarding the punishment of zina in this world as well as the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah An-Nur, chapter number 24, verse number 2, as for the one guilty of adultery or fornication, flog each of them 100 lashes. There is a prescribed punishment for the person who commits zina. This is how heinous this crime of zina is. Unfortunately, many of us, we take this sin very lightly and we do not realize the things that lead to zina. That's the reason we should safeguard ourselves and we should protect ourselves from all the things that lead to zina. And we should not follow the footsteps of the devil. Leave aside following the devil, which is a great evil. We should not even follow the footsteps of the devil. And Satan, he uses different techniques in order to tempt different human beings. That reminds me of an incident of a person who was an abid, who was a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was known in the society to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, he was known for his obedience, for his worship, for his ibadah. Everyone knew him as a righteous person, as a person who's consistent as far as his salah, as far as his fasting, as far as his ibadah is concerned. One day, there is a family that wants to travel away from the town in which this abid, in which this worshipper is staying. And they want to leave their daughter behind. And they go to this abid, this worshipper, and they tell him that we want to keep our daughter with you because we know that you are a righteous person and you will take care of her. Now this abid, he was staying alone in his house. So immediately he says, "A'udhu billah, I seek refuge in Allah. How can this unknown woman who is not a mahram to me stay with me? I'm staying alone in my house." He immediately refuses. But then Satan comes and tempts him and tells him that what is the problem? What you can do is you can keep this sister in the house beside your house and there is no problem in it. She's not staying in the same house. So he agrees and he keeps this sister in the house besides his house. A few days pass and the Satan has already started his campaign of taking this abid worshipper away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he tells this abid, this worshipper, that this woman, she's staying alone in the house besides you. Why don't you take her in your house and keep her in a separate room? You will not be staying in the same room with her. At least you can take care of her. She's a good Muslimah. You need to take care of a Muslim sister. So the Sahabi, he thinks, okay, there is no problem. I'm staying in one room. She's staying in another room. And he takes and he welcomes the sister in his house. A few days pass. Satan tempts this abid, this worshipper, and he tells him that you need to know the sister better. You need to take care of her. You need to serve her. Why don't you sometimes call her inside your room and you take care of her? You give her food, you give her water, etc. So this abid, he agrees and he takes this sister inside his room. And then Satan keeps on tempting him slowly and gradually. And he keeps getting closer to this sister. He ends up talking unnecessarily to the sister. And then eventually Satan tempts him to commit this major sin of zina. And he commits this major sin of zina. Now when the people, they return back, they realize that this person, he has committed zina with the sister. And he is taken to the court of law. And he's about to be given his punishment for zina. Now this person, he's caught. Now Satan does not end with his temptation here, but Satan, he continues tempting this person and he traps this abid in such a way wherein this abid, he commits a sin which he would not have imagined committing it when a few days back. So Satan comes to this person, to this abid, and he tells him that I am the one who has put you into this problem and I am the only one who can remove you from this problem. But I have one condition. So the abid, he says what? Satan tells him that bow down to me. And this abid, who was known to be a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he bows down to Iblis. He bows down to Satan and he commits the biggest sin in Islam. And Satan tells him that thank you very much. You have been such a good friend. And he leaves him. This is a precise example of khutwatu shaitan, the footsteps of the devil. Satan did not come to this abid and tell him directly, commit zina. He knew that this abid was a strong worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was a person who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly. So slowly and gradually he tempted him. And eventually this abid ended up committing zina. And after that, he even committed shirk, wherein he bowed down to Iblis. So we should always take utmost precaution that we do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Anything that leads to any major sin, we should stay away from it. And a true believer, he's always on his toes. And anything that leads to any sin, a believer always stays away from such things. So I would request all the brothers and sisters that to ponder over these 11 steps, these 11 ways that I have mentioned. And inshallah, it will help an individual and it will protect an individual from this major sin of zina. I hope that answers your question.